All right, on to the Dolphins here. Once again, a real explosive football team. A lot of firepower offensively, good backs, playmaker at tight end, athletic quarterback, and a lot of speed and athleticism there at the receiver position. Defensively, these guys are a real good front. They pretty much play seven players, rotate them through. They're all good. They're all disruptive, hard group to block. Solid in the kicking game. Have the NFL's leading punter. Big Ben's a strong, powerful guy as a returner. Very explosive player. So they got good coverage teams, good coverage units. Well coached. I think Coach Philbin's done a real good job down there. Fundamentally, in all three phases of the game, they're sound. They're tough. They play with good technique. They definitely, you can see they're well schooled, well disciplined. Don't get many penalties. Make you earn everything you get. So, it's good. Good football teams had a couple, tough weeks, which we can certainly relate to. But I don't think that diminishes their a lot of good plays they've had this year.
I imagine the decision to bring back someone like Andre, a familiar face, was a fairly easy one.
We felt like he'd be give us some things. Give us some things on the team, so we made that move. But.
How much does his familiarity with the system defensively build factor into the decision?
We have a lot of respect for Andre. He's a hardworking guy. It's given us great leadership in the past, and he's a good teammate. Everybody loves Andre, but in the end, it still comes down to performance on the field and all that. So we'll see.
How were the Raiders using him last year and compared to what you guys did with him in 2011?
Similar.
Defensive end.
More, we played some 3-4 when he was here in 11. They played 4-3, and then he played, probably more 4-3 out there. But similar.
Is there anything new with Armstead and Harrison? Are those situations still the same?
There's no transaction on those guys, or no change in their status. No.
Can Vereen begin practicing this week?
Sorry.
Can Vereen begin practicing this week?
He's really in the day-to-day category, so we'll. We'll take it, as it comes with him. What he's doing, he's obviously rehabbing with the trainers and, can do some running. His involvement with the team, I'd say, this particular time isn't there yet, but, I don't think that's too far off. Whether that's today or tomorrow or next week or, whenever it is. Obviously being in compliance with the rules on that.
What are the rules on that in terms of when he can come back and practice? I know it's 8 weeks, right, once he plays, in terms of being able to play.
Yeah, I'll have to double check on that one to tell you the truth. But I'm just saying, as we can increase his activity relative, like the trainers throwing him balls and doing different drills and things like that, we can definitely, as he's physically ready to increase him.
Mentioning that the Dolphins rotating seven players up front, that's on the defensive line. Seems like Dolphins, Jets, Bills, just that similarity in the division with the good defensive lines. And I'm curious if that's something that you feel like has been consistent in the division over the time here, if that's maybe something that you've noticed as a recent change where it seems like all three teams here in the division are pretty big and powerful up there.
Those teams have drafted a lot of guys, in the last couple of years. Darius and Richardson and Wilkerson, Coles, Jordan, Audric. Rattle them off. So, been a lot of high draft choices in that position in this division over the last, 3 years.
Is Amendola subject to the concussion protocol?
Every player has to go through medical clearance.
A little bit specific to the concussion protocol, though, because he was listed as having a concussion. Does he still have to go through that?
Every player has to go through whatever the medical procedures are.
So he hasn't been cleared to practice yet?
Well, I didn't say that. I said every player has to go through the medical procedures.
Okay. So has he been cleared to practice?
We'll give our practice report after practice, like we always do.
Bill, yesterday, Dr. Janus said that basically there's no magic bullet to fixing the issue of coming into the third quarter, I guess, not doing well. You guys scored 9 points in the third quarter. So just wanted to get your thoughts on the second half of this.
We just got to do a better job, period. Yeah, all of us. Got to coach better, got to play better, got to produce more than that. Yep. It's been, we always talk about it. We've always given a lot of attention, but we haven't had good results, and we need better results. If there was any, key to put in the lock that would just magically open it up, hopefully we already found that. I don't really think that's the answer. I think it's, a combination of things that just everything needs to be better. So that's what we'll try to do.
What have you noticed from Rashad Jones in terms of his, it seems like he sort of emerged as a core guy for them coming into the draft as a fifth rounder in 2010?
Yeah, he's hitting, he and Clemens both. Those guys have barely, they've played almost every play over the last couple of years. Jones replaced Jeremiah Bell. They looked like kind of trying to work him in there in, 11? And then last year, he took over and played, virtually every play. Same thing with Clemens. Those two guys are on the field every snap, almost of every game over the last 2 years. And, Rashad, Jones has been a very productive guy. Athletic, runs well, instinctive. Makes some plays in the passing game, makes plays in the running game. He's done a good job for him.
In general, how do they use those guys? Is it sort of the traditional...
I'd say Clemens plays more weak safety. Jones plays more strong, but they kind of like the Cincinnati safeties. They're interchanged some, depending on what the call is or what the look is. The bottom line is those guys are out there, all the time. So, and they really play the safety position. When they bring other guys in, the other guys play more of the corner, nickel positions, that kind of thing. Those two are really, other than like goal line or a specific situation like that, but those guys are really the safeties on everything.
How about Vernon? Is he the traditional defensive end type, or is he more of like a linebacker?
Occasionally he's in coverage, not very often, but he's a good defensive end that has a lot of power for his size, plays strong, runs well, plays with a good motor, high effort guy. And occasionally they drop him into coverage like they do all their ends, but I wouldn't say he's a linebacker per se. He's down coming forward most of the time. And he's strong, he's active, he's been a productive guy for him.
Is Wake generally on one side, or are they flipping him?
Generally on the offensive right. Mm-hmm.
Is there another player that you would compare Cameron Wake to, somebody that he maybe reminds you of when you watch film?
He's just a good football player. I don't think there's, any one thing that just jumps off about him. It's just all solid and good. He plays strong. He's athletic. He's active. He can rush the edge, but he can also rush with power. He's got a good, variety of moves. He makes a lot of plays on effort, plays where he gets maybe initially stalemated, but just, outworks the blocker at times and makes plays on the quarterback or plays in the running game. He's a good run defender. He can definitely hold the line of scrimmage, and, he's not just a, pass rush, run up the field guy. doesn't look like he makes very many mistakes on film. He's not out of position much. So I think he's just got a good, solid overall game. I mean, it's all good on, say, one area. You know, like it's all power rushes and no speed rushes or vice versa or that type of thing. I think he does a good job. Has a well-balanced game, does a pretty good job on everything. He's a good football player.
Bill, when you make a move like re-signing Andre, does it also help in terms of the flexibility you have with a guy like Ninkovic? Might be able to do more things with him.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I haven't practiced with him yet, so, you know, we'll see where he's at. And, you know, we'll talk to him a little bit about what, you know, what he needs to prepare for this week and whether or not we feel like he is ready to do that or not. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to go through a few days of practice and just see how things go here. I don't know.
Dante had the green dot.
I mean, we played 7 games without him, so it's, you know, I don't know.
Dante had the green dot on Sunday, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did he do?
Fine. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, Dante's a smart kid, worked hard. Thought he really worked hard last week, you know, spent a lot of extra time, you know, as the signal caller. I mean, he obviously as a linebacker, he's done that anyway, understands, because he was the backup to Mayo. But the fact that he was doing it, you know, he put in a lot of extra time. I thought he handled all the communication well. I don't think that was, you know, an issue in the game. And I think it'll be better, you know, in succeeding weeks. I mean, not saying it was perfect, but, you know, anytime you do something, you know, repetitively, you gain some experience. You know, there's things, little things that can be done better. So, I mean, I'm sure he'll work hard to do those like he did last week.
In that same regard, Jamie Collins got quite a few more reps on Sunday as well. What did you get from him?
Thought he played hard, made some plays, and he played aggressively, played with good power. I mean, we know he's athletic, but I thought, you know, other parts of his game showed up. I mean, he's getting better every week, you know, like he has all through training camp. There's a guy that played a lot of different positions in college, and he's had some versatility for us as well, doing some different things. But, you know, mentally he can handle that, but just from a technique, experience, recognition, reaction standpoint, it just gets a little better each week in the kicking game and defensively, whether it's on the line or off the line or in some aspect of special teams. But, you know, he works hard. He's out there every day, practices well, prepares well. You know, he just keeps getting better. And, you know, that showed up a little bit in the game last week. You know, hopefully it'll continue to show up through the course of the year.
Questions?
Set? Okay, great. Thank you.